Shane McElhattan is back again to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
Two faces are prominent across today's newspapers. Russian citizen Ekaterina Zhdanova is on the front page of the Irish Independent, described in the paper's story as a Moscow socialite. She's been named as the leader of the Smart Network, a multi-billion euro Russian money laundering network used to fund espionage missions and help Russian oligarchs avoid financial sanctions. The Irish connection is highlighted in the Examiner's lead headline, Kinahan Cartel Used Russian Networks. Cormac O'Keefe reports that there are two Russian networks named, Smart and TGR. The British National Crime Agency, along with US law enforcement, led the operation to expose the money laundering networks. It named the Kinahan Cartel as one of the transnational crime groups using the global reach of the two bodies to launder money. The Independent quotes the NCA as calculating the total funds laundered by the two Russian groups as in the multi-billions, the biggest such operation it's ever come across. The other very different face in today's paper is that of Mohammed Shakir Al-Tamimi. He's pictured peering over a white blanket at Gori District Court, where he was charged with the murder of his 8-year-old daughter, Malaika, at their home in New Ross on Sunday evening. The Irish Daily Mirror reports he faces a further charge of the attempted murder of her mother, Isha Al-Khatib, on the same date. The post-election manoeuvrings are still claiming many column inches. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin is quoted extensively as calling for his party's number of seats to be reflected in the final arrangements for coalition. The Irish Times lead says Fianna Fáil will make policing reform a central plank of negotiations on a government, with the role of Justice Minister a focus of talks. Unnamed Fianna Fáil sources are also quoted in the paper as having misgivings over plans by the Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader Simon Harris for a new government department of infrastructure. The Independence lead story says that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will be scrambling for even more independence to prop up any coalition after it emerged that Ceann Comhairle Seán O'Farrill is on course to be voted back in when the new Dáil convenes in 2 weeks' time. Sources close to the TD are quoted in The Independent as saying he's been approached and encouraged to take up the role again. The Mirror reports that TDs who lost their seats in the election, as well as those who have chosen to retire, will receive between them nearly 3.8 million euro in termination lump sums and so-called parachute payments. Former politicians with at least 3 years' experience receive monthly payments for up to 12 months to help them to adjust to life outside the Oireachtas. Among other papers, the Daily Star reports that veteran Republican Marion Price is to sue Disney Plus after she was depicted as responsible for killing Jean McConville in the company's new Troubles drama, Say Nothing. Finally, the toy show gets extensive coverage across the papers, with just one sleep to go before the big night. The Irish Sun quotes Pat Staunton, founder of the toy shop Nimble Fingers in Stillorgan County, Dublin, as fearing that the decision by RTE to delay the broadcast from its usual late November date will increase pressure on toy shops to get the sought-after items featured on the programme in stock on time. The paper quotes an RTE spokeswoman as addressing speculation on the reason for the postponement, dismissing any idea that it had anything to do with the timing of the general election. There was no discussion with anyone regarding an election date when we were planning our biggest night of the year.
Shane McElhattan.